This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The number of coronavirus cases in the world has just ticked back 20 million. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said on Monday there's a great deal of pain and suffering behind the statistics of the coronavirus pandemic. 750,000 deaths were confirmed or are expected this week. The WHO chief said while this is a difficult moment for the world, there are some signs of hope in any country and that it's never too late to turn around the outbreak. The United States accounts for more than a quarter of total infections. Together, Brazil and India also make up more than a quarter. Currently, the death toll globally is 733,897. Clashes between protesters and police broke out across Belarus on Monday during a second night of demonstrations following Sunday's national election in which the country's longtime president was declared the winner. Alexander Lukashenko is in power for 26 years already. On Monday, he said opposition protesters would face a tough crackdown, describing them as sheep manipulated by foreign masters. Police said Monday that one protester died in the capital, Minsk, when he tried to throw an explosive device that blew up in his hand. Rights groups said a protester died after being run over by a police truck, which authorities deny. Rights groups also said dozens of people have been injured in the crackdown. Several hundred protesters were reported to have been arrested. Photos and videos of the protests circulated online despite a widespread shutdown of the internet, limiting access to social media. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.